You're listening to Safety FM Mini.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to this first week of 2019. Hopefully you had a great new year and great holiday season. So let's talk about it today. Let's talk about complexity in work and how can you be safe in that complex work scenario here on Safety FM Mini.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So as we talk about complex situations, complexity in the modern workplace and not necessarily a single person or event are often the causes of workplace accidents based on research that has been done. Human error is the cause of most accidents is what most people like to say. If we had a better style employee, if we had a more professional worker, we wouldn't have X incidents. Maybe we should start looking more along the lines of how do our systems work? Are our systems built with an infrastructure where it could handle high complex situations? I will tell you, most of the times that I ask that question inside of an organization, the answer is no. Our workplaces have become a lot more complex over the last century. We have to understand that we have such a large involvement now with people, computers, data, and machines. There's such a large interconnectivity and complexity in the modern workplace. Today, we all have all kinds of interactions with people, machines, procedures that have created the workplace that we deal with. And sometimes we have this mentality that it's still 1960 where things weren't as complex. I'm not saying they weren't difficult back then because they were, but they weren't as complex as they are now. Understand that people, machines, procedures, and data are all happening at the same time. It's not linear. The best way to go ahead and correct some of these scenarios is by focusing on the system and empowering your people. Your system will drive the behavior, and your employees, team members, and workers will understand the system better than most people in management. They'll understand what we call the blue line. Keep in mind that most management writes process and procedures, which is a black line. But if they do the work, the worker understands the blue line and how to work around this complexity with the black line. Maybe you should go back into your organization and really understand the structure on how the layout should be. We need to start getting tired of this whole thing of the more professional worker will lead us to a better system and we'll be safer, because that's not the scenario. And don't get me wrong, I love to hear this whole thing of let's not get our employees hurt and let's drive to zero. And I would love for no one to be hurt or injured. But let's set some realistic goals. Let's set some realistic understandings that we're going to have failures. There's going to be errors. It's a great goal not to have any injuries. It's a great goal not to have any fatalities. But understand that the system drives behavior and errors are normal. When we start saying this crap to people about that, hey, we need to be zero and perfect and we're going to have bonus structures, you're looking at it the wrong way. People are not going to want to report what's going on inside of their organizations when you start spewing stuff along those lines. Understand that error is normal and that we need to change the definition of safety of not freedom of accidents, but the presence of safeguards, the presence of capacity. That's your Safety FM Mini for today. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And as a favor, I'm going to ask you, subscribe to our podcast, give us a review, let us know what you think. Come out to safetyfm.com, come out to safetyfm.live. And all I'm going to say is until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.